Almond orchards buzz with activity before pollination. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. USDA Vegucator Chantel Away.
Almond is pretty neutral, however, they just add that crunchiness texture to a lot of different flavor profiles. So, for example, if you're looking for a sweet and salty, you might find sea salt covered chocolate almond. If you're looking for a savory, lemon almond.
Fellow Vegucator Tomi Achaboyi.
Immature green almond can be preserved and pickled. Some consider it a delicacy.
If you like what you hear about almonds, there's something else you ought to know. Without honeybee colonies, there wouldn't be any almonds. During the next few weeks, beekeepers will finish moving some 2.5 million honeybee colonies into California orchards in order to pollinate the state's 1.2 million bearing acres of almond trees. And as another 300,000 almond acres come into production in the next few years, beekeepers and farmers say an additional 600,000 beehives will be needed for pollination. Achieving that could be somewhat daunting, as beekeepers report annual bee losses due to challenges such as reduced forage, the varroa mite, and pesticide-related issues. This means bees have to come from more than California. State Food and Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross said that California border stations cleared 1.82 million beehives to enter the state in 2019. Ag Information Network of the West.